Yo, 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 I'm sorry I'm so late. I've been in the fantastic Raglan Library printing off posters for the Freedom to Fly Festival, which takes place from Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday this week. So forgive me, but I'm busy on that project right now. And in the meantime, whilst I do a little bit of postering around town, I am going to play for you some absolutely banging sunshine music. And it happens to be sunny. Yo!
Up your heart, what do you feel? Open up your heart, what do you feel? Is it real? Yeah. The Big Bang may be a million years away.
My name is Katie Lowes. You are listening to Happy Mondays on Raglan Community Radio. And have some fun. Get up, get moving.
World.
I will be playing music like this for the next hour.
You will have to answer to the children of the sky.
So this weekend, me and my family, we tidied up the caravan and we are starting to get the camping stuff ready and all in that summer vibes. Anybody else out there feeling this summer's going to be an absolute blinder? You will be needing to Shazam these playlists, people. I think next week we'll do a playlist called Pool Party. Does that sound fun? Sometimes I do play the same music every week. But there are slight variations. Like today, there's no drum and bass yet. Today, because I'm postering for the Freedom to Fly Festival this week and this weekend. One of the posters that's going up is about Sunday Busking Day. It is the 10th, Sunday the 10th. This Sunday, we are taking over the streets and filling it full of dance, music and theatre acrobats. We have got an opening ceremony at 10 a.m. Ahead to outside the library. You'll see that between Wild and the library will be closed, the street closures in place. We've got Laura's Fun Farm Hula Hoops at 10:20 a.m. Fraser Hooper's Funny Business from 11 and then again at 2. We've got Luna and singing at 12:20. We've got, this is like what everyone's looking forward to watching, the Bedtime Stories show, which is the all-women Raglan crew of adult aerial circus students from Freedom to Fly. They are performing at 1 p.m. on Sunday the 10th for the busking day in Raglan. Head to the library. The road will be closed. There'll be such a vibe down there all day. And then we've got Nicole Maisie at 2:45. She is epic. I've got a girl crush on Nicole. Nicole, if you're listening, I've got a girl crush on you. And then we've got Salty Jam, who are one of my favourite local jam bands. They're playing at 20 past 3. And then Jackson Cordroy is doing Heartstrings at both 11 and 3 o'clock back up the road at the Freedom to Fly studio. So that is Sunday the 10th of November, this Sunday, everybody. Let's get back to the tunes, shall we?
Treated me mean, oh, treated me cruel. You've got me right. my savior. Now be. Now before making records. Jam with your neighbor.
Too black. Too strong.
Cause from the hood I came into the hood, I must return.
Telling me that I'm strong. When I'm right, you're telling me that I'm wrong. But I know, now I understand. Now I see your wicked plan. I'm a junglist. Don't try to change my plan. Understand. Why won't you understand? I'm a junglist. Jungleistic man, why won't you understand?
I did lie when I said there wasn't any drum and bass, and now there is.
From the hood I came into the hood, I must return.
I'm a jungleist. Don't try to change my plan.
I have no regrets. I hope you're enjoying this. It's Congo Natty and Peter Bounce, a junglist.
I'm a junglist. Understand.
Cause from the hood I came.
Don't try to change my plan.
Now before making records, the hood was my savior. But now we're making tunes that make you jam with your neighbor. From the hood. Into the hood, I must return.
Thank you. Don't try to change my plan. Oh, I'm a jungleistic man. Understand. Why won't you understand? I'm a jungleist.
Time, live your life, give your love.
Damien's in the studio. Put it up for Damien. Come on, it's like the perfect Hello. The perfect break. Let's just
up?
Drop down, pause that. Yep, your mic too. Look, I'm just postering. I'm in and out of this building like a rat in a hole.
I was just telling Katie that I shouldn't really be here because I'm waiting for my daughter, and then she didn't care. She
your
just pushed the button.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't think your daughter's going to care either.
Well, she'll find me eventually.
Yeah, she'll be like, where's Dad? Oh, maybe he's at the radio. Such grist, so
maybe
great.
I should just...
Isn't it great having kids and living in a small town where they will know where to find you?
Yeah, I do care about her, for the record. But
also,
yeah,
I know your daughter. She's old enough to look after herself.
Trust everybody else here.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
Yeah. Hey, you know about this event on the weekend?
No, I don't recognize
Freedom to
this
Fly,
picture.
Drive past Iku Hall, you'll start seeing all the activity, cars, signs.
Oh, actually, maybe this is a little bit of a plug for me.
Go
I'm actually
it.
Doing my mahi
Babe,
for
you are.
This.
I saw you come through the project sheet the other day.
Yes.
You're doing the photography.
The videography.
And I said,
I hope I'm
oh
not doing
my
the photography
gosh,
because
Davian's
I'm not very good at
in. That's awesome. I'm sorry I didn't text you directly to say that. But that's what I said to the whole group. Yay, Davian's in.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hope I'm not doing photography as well because...
No, Amy Hannah's doing the photography.
Okay.
And last year I was the backup for all of you. Ha ha ha.
Are we?
Yes.
And did that end up being something you needed to, like, do
oh,
as a
yeah.
result?
We really needed it done. Really, really. I was using a gimbal, you know, just like a DJI gimbal and my phone and a camera. Amy's photos work. She's great. She's great at catching, you know, especially when it's moving images. You know, she's great at capturing sport. She's great at capturing dance, drama, children. She's great. Are you good at those things?
I thought this was a plug for me, Katie.
Yeah. too good. Are you good at capturing?
I reckon I'm getting...
Fairies moving on the stage?
You're talking about with my video camera?
Yeah.
I'm getting better. Look, I've been doing it for 28 years now.
Have you seen how fast
you'd think
Jane
I'd be,
moves on the
okay.
silks? Have you seen how fast he moves?
I actually saw them at Ragnar's Got Talent.
Okay, so you have seen how fast he moves.
Yeah, I didn't take note of how fast. I can just keep on the wide shot. Like I, you know, actually told me just keep wide.
He knows what he's doing. It's so good. And this Sunday, so I'm putting up some posters today, which is just all about the Sunday because it's the festival goes on and on and on. It starts on Thursday. We've got events at Tuku Hall, Freedom to Fly Hall. And then on Sunday, we've got a street theatre day, which is busking. So we have closed, thanks to Val and the council, between Wild and the library. So we are taking over the streets with Acrobats, Silks. These guys that are performing at 1 o'clock, Bedtime Stories, the all-woman crew. You know, they're just an inspiration. You just got to get down there, you get a few gold coins, put them in the hats of the clowns and the artists that are performing. You know, that's all we're asking from the community. Turn up and enjoy it.
Has Freedom, talking about coins in the hat, has Freedom to Fly could have a bit of a backhand deal with somebody in authority to get like the whole street cornered off?
It's only a part of the street. And I tell you what Freedom to Fly has, an epic cast and crew, and there's no backhand. It was really, really hard work. Val led it, and it's a process, but we've been supported by Raglan, naturally, Gabrielle, who's done that before with Matariki, and you know, we've got an epic community, and these guys give and give and give and give, and it's one of those things. It's the energy thing, you know. You give that hard and
you're gonna get it back. Yeah, okay.
And so it's happening.
There we go.
And it's going to be awesome.
And who's going to argue that, right? Who's going to argue a party? Like, who's going to go, oh, this party sucks? Like, no one.
Nobody that we need to hang out with. it's so nice to have you in.
Yeah,
and I'll see you throughout the weekend then. Yeah.
And
I'll be there too.
Have we talked enough about the meeting that I didn't get to last week, the strategy meeting for Ragnar Radio?
I didn't get to it.
You didn't get to it either.
I was hosting an online meeting with the amazing Sarah So Love and Project Management Institute New Zealand.
Oh, yeah.
And their date literally got in my diary before.
Pretty good excuse.
This is a really good excuse. A group of awesome people with an awesome person.
I'm waiting for the minutes to come out because it's quite exciting.
Why?
Why? Because it's all about like what
Don't regular... say anything that we're not allowed to say on air. Censor. Me.
I'm really paranoid now. I'm just going to walk away. Right?
Have the minutes been released?
No, I haven't seen them.
We know stuff that the listeners don't know, Davian.
Yeah, I know that there's
wait for the cool press things release.
Are brewing and
cool things are brewing. The coolest stuff is brewing with Raglan Community Radio.
Look, my daughter
don't get us fired.
I think I can hear somebody weeping at the front.
Bye. Thanks for coming in. Tell everyone when your show. Tell everyone when your show is. Do a shameless plug.
Oh well, so yeah, funny story to that. So my new show. I put a little pause on the new show. My wife and I are thinking we might start it up again as a duo show.
Yes, I've tried it. It fails.
Huh?
It's really hard to get the other half in the studio.
Oh, but it was her idea.
Yes, you're going to win.
So I think I'm halfway there as a result. But in the meantime, my daughter, said daughter and I, are going to do a Mysteries Around Ragland investigation radio show.
I love it.
And we're halfway through our first episode already, and Aaron is probably going to look at me sideways when I say, can I just have another week before we air the first episode? But
Edit process slowing you down or?
No, a number of things slowing me down.
Are you going to podcast it? Are you going to
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's a brilliant idea.
It's going to be called?
Yeah.
I've got to remember what it's called.
Oh, I thought it was The Mysteries of Raglan.
No, it's going to be called...
Oh,
the Creek Street Detective Collective.
Yes.
And you've got to work out, the first mystery is working out where Creek Street is.
Have you ever been to the podcasters' conventions? Like, you know.
What, here in Raglan? What do you mean?
Nah, like elsewhere. Because these like thrillers, detective, those series, those niche podcasts take off more than anything
Why
else.
Why is that?
Because humans are strange.
Current company
not
included.
Please tell your daughter that she gets a double thumbs up from me. Keep going. She's going to be a billionaire before she dies.
Yeah. Yeah. And she's and I'm the one she's going to look after.
Yeah.
And you might get her a little bit as well.
Thanks. Yeah. Just a glass of wine is fun.
Thank you.
Bye. See you later. Oh, that was nice having some chats with the crew. Well, that means that it's our last track. Oh, what? There were going to be so many good tracks. Let's go for... Oh, this one's quite interesting. That's a cool, cool track. Enjoy Kakite Ano. I've loved being with you all. And I'll be back next Monday because this is the Happy Mondays, 5 till 6, Drive Time Music.
I couldn't even get an answer. I tried to call, but my pride won't let me die. And I'm sitting here with this blank expression. And the way I feel, I wanna curl up like a child. Told you twice, you can see it in my eyes. I'm all cried out with nothing to say. If I told you once, I told you twice. You can see it in my eyes. If I told you once.